Let's talk about the exams again. The very word still sends a shiver of relief through many of us, I suspect, as well as respect for those who'll put pen to paper in just over an hour's time. Joining us, the Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
And you've wished, as you'd expect you to do, you've wished everybody good luck in the exams starting today. Apart from wishing them good luck, any particular advice you want to give them or those near them?
Be calm, read the paper, read the examination paper, give it time. Ask yourself, what am I being asked in the various questions? Identify the questions that you want to answer. Look at the time available and how many questions you have to answer. And then in my case, I started with the ones that I felt most comfortable with, because while you're writing out that answer, a bit of your head is trundling through the more difficult questions, which you come to later on. It worked for me. It's the only advice I can give to anybody else.
And those near them, the parents, the minders?
Well, yeah, there's 117,000 pupils sitting the exam between the Leaving Cert applied and the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert. But there's about 500,000 people this morning who are intimately involved in this exam. Mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts, siblings. And they are all wishing the examinee the very best and trying not to get in the way, and at the same time trying not to put too much pressure on them.
The big difference between the exams when you were doing them and when I was doing them is, of course, the media interest. And I just see on Twitter this morning a suggestion, which is certainly it's something worth discussing, that in politics there's a moratorium on election day. Why not do the same? Would it be worth at least thinking about on examination day?
Well,
a media-free zone?
I think there's some merit in that. Attention that is supportive and encourages people to take this rite of passage seriously, because it's an important exam, but it doesn't determine the rest of your life. It influences it. That's positive. But media attention to the point of where a person will get really over anxious and very stressed cannot be helpful in anybody's mind. That's a matter really for the media themselves. From the point of view of the Department of Education,
do you think the media are over the top in the way they cover it?
I would prefer some of that energy to cover the process of education over the full 12 months of the year, rather than concentrate it on a very specific aspect of education, which is measuring what young people have learned. Media coverage as to how they learn and what sort of things they are learning, and how modern social media and technology, for example, is changing the way in which all of us are learning. That would be, I think, more revealing about a very rapidly transforming education system. Parents who have no longer any connection with the classroom, or whose children are long since out of the secondary school system, are utterly unaware of the transformation in the classroom now. A whiteboard is not a blackboard with lights. It's something totally different. And it really is transforming the nature of the way in which we communicate. And it is only the beginning. For example, teachers are now talking to each other. Over 40,000 teachers in have been filing to each other, this worked for me as a lesson, why don't you use it, best practice. There's a whole set of interactions. Teachers across the world are sharing in a horizontal way lessons and their experience of lessons. The change that technology is still bringing into the classroom is very transformative, and we haven't come to the end of it.
Now, in terms of your own tests, the Irish Independent has reported this morning that you're at least in the immediate term, and perhaps completely, that the ideas you've been talking about in relation to the third level grant scheme and making it fairer, making it more targeted, getting it to those who really need it when money is scarce, that effectively, certainly for this year, you've dropped the idea.
Well,
it may be gone for good.
It was never on for this year. It would take time to get the system in place. The memo has yet to come formally to government. It was always intended that it would start in the year beginning in September 2014. We haven't had a discussion yet in Cabinet on a fairer system, including some form of capital aptitude test. And I think until I've had that discussion with my colleagues, it's fair that I don't discuss it over the airwaves.
So, but is... because you've seen in the Independent, Fine Gael backbenchers effectively saying this idea is probably dead.
I think some of them would like it to be dead. And that certainly was the tone of the comment that I read in today's Irish Independent. But the memo has not yet been brought to Cabinet. And when it comes to Cabinet, we'll have a debate there, and then we'll have plenty of time to discuss the outcome of those discussions afterwards.
And when you say the idea is it'll happen in 2014, what will happen in 2014,
well,
if Rory Quinn has his way?
It was always intended that introducing a dimension of capital assets test in addition to income would, because of the necessity to get a system in place and to have provisions for it to be properly introduced, there is a lead-in time for these sort of measures. And it was always our intention, and is our intention, that any changes in the system would only commence in the academic year starting September 2014.
We're looking ahead now towards the results of these examinations and people getting places in third-level colleges and applying for grants. Is Susie, the way it operates, is it going to be any better? Can you say at this stage how much better, if so, it's going to be than last year?
It's going to be considerably better for two reasons. First and foremost, we've brought forward the whole timetable. So the applications for Susie will close on the 1st of August. We will now be able...
Did you say the 1st of August?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got to get busy now. It's
open now.
Before you get your results.
Yes, it's open now. The Leaving Certificate results come out on the 14th of August. We want all the applications for grants to come in, and we brought the timetable back effectively a whole month. And the second thing that will undoubtedly make it better, because we had difficulty getting people to get in to us the documentation that they required, we can now bypass that and access state-held information from, we say, the Department of Social Protection and others. For data protection reasons, they had to get that information and send it in to us.
Applying for a grant before you get your results, does that make sense?
It does, yes. Because if you get the results, then you just have to tick the box and off you go. You don't have to start... You have to establish your eligibility for the grant and indicate what your status is and what the status of the household is. We want that information, have the application in. You can apply for Susie's now, on the assumption that you're going to get a result and that you're going to go to college.
How much better do you think it'll be in the end of the day?
It'll certainly be better than last year, which was our first year, where we took 66 individual grant awarding bodies were combined into one. And it wasn't successful in the way that we would have liked. Everybody has said that. We got Accenture to do a detailed report as to what could be improved. We are implementing Susie, the City of Dublin VEC, or who are managing it, but under with close cooperation with the department. It would be much better. Will it be perfect? No, it won't. It'll take 2 to 3 years, in my personal view, before we get it streamlined to the speed and efficiency that is required.
Okay. Any extra staff?
Yes.
How many?
Three senior full-time staff on it, and a capacity to hire in for the peak load an additional amount, but sufficient based on experience from last year.
Can you be at all confident in relation to a month? Would you reckon everyone would get their first payment by Christmas?
If they complete the form, a bit like an airline ticket, if they complete the form and supply all the information that is required, then it'll be much quicker. Part of the delay...
Yeah, okay, but how much quicker? Can you put any kind of estimate on it?
Cahill, it's not possible this year. Next year we'll have a better fixture on it. This is our second year into the system. It will be much better. It won't be perfect, but it will be in the future.
All right, Minister, just one other question about the trouble ahead, or at least on unresolved issues, which mean you could have industrial action by teachers. How do you see the outlook for the year ahead, given the rejection by some of them of the of Haddington Road?
Well, first and foremost, the possibility for industrial reaction of one kind or another will not begin until September, because we're into that holiday period. I would hope that there are discussions and explorations around the implications for teachers as to what the changes in the education system might be for them.
Discussions by whom, with whom?
Well, I would leave that open to the various unions. The unions themselves are democratic organisations. They have to consult with their members. It is up to them to decide how they should consult or when they will consult. If they complete that consultation process and decide that they want clarification in relation to a number of matters, of course we'll be open. I want the education system to continue to deliver to nearly 750,000 students in primary and secondary level. The Primary School Teachers Union, the INTO, have, I think they're still balloting their members in relation to this. So we'll just have to see how the whole thing
goes.
From
what you heard of the other unions, do you think they can be satisfied with the money available?
It's really too detailed at this stage, and there aren't sufficient certainties on the table for me to give you an authoritative view. And I would prefer to allow exploratory talks to continue before I'm in a position, or anybody on my behalf is in a position, to stay where we are.
Rory Quinn, Minister for Education, thank you.